Jess in with you this morning. It's that time of the week where we catch up with Hunter MP, Joel Fitzgibbon. Joel, how are you doing this morning?
Going very well for a Thursday, thanks Jess.
The tensions with China don't seem to be getting any better. In fact, they seem to be getting worse. There's now fears that other sectors could be banned from going into China, like honey, like some pharmaceutical products as well.
Yeah, that's right, Jess. It's getting worse, and I fear it will get worse again if the government doesn't lift its game and do something about mending the damage it's caused in the relationship with our major trading partner. Many of our coal miners will be stood down over the Christmas break as a result of what is playing out. Of course, our Vigneron's are being affected, and many others. So the government needs to fix this problem. It doesn't need to drop its guard on our national interest or our values in doing so. It just needs to do what governments have been doing since Whitlam went to China, and that is both defending our national interest but keeping that trade relation going.
I mean, why does the government not seem to be able to, I don't know, even pick up a phone and speak to one of our counterparts in China and fix this problem? Like, why does it seem to be so hard?
Because they offended the Chinese to the extent that the Chinese won't even pick up the phone and take their calls. And why did they offend the Chinese? Because they were trying to harvest votes here in Australia, Jess. It wins elections to play off people's concerns about a rising China. Now, we can be concerned about a rising China and do everything we can to defend our national interest, as we should. But if you're a smart government, you can also maintain a good relationship on the trading front, something the government's failed to do, and now we're all paying a heavy price.
Do you think this situation is going to be resolved in the new year?
I think it won't be, because the government is doubling down, still harvesting domestic votes by being critical of China. What it needs to do is put the weapons down, reach out and have the conversation. Not in any way to drop our guard on our national interests, but to say, look, we're ready to normalise the relationship again, and let's have a conversation about it. But I admit it's pretty hard when they refuse to pick up the phone to you, Jess.
Well, yeah, that's it. Well, hopefully that can change next year. Now, the next one this morning, Joel, yesterday I feel like I was the only one who was reporting on the non-story that it was. Many media outlets reporting that Glencore were shutting a couple of their mines in the Hunter, including Integra and Liddell, when really the real story was that we've known that for some time, because in 2023 those two mines simply come to the end of their life.
That's right. They're running out of coal, Jess, and we've known that for a long time. Look, I think Glencore got caught out a bit here. I think they were trying to, you know, pitch to their European investors and shareholders that, you know, they were getting more serious about their carbon footprint and using the closure of those mines as an example, even though they're always going to close. And, of course, at the same time, they have applications in to extend both Glendell and Mangoola. And they've got that new joint venture at Wombo, so they're opening more than they are closing. So, to paraphrase Mark Twain, the death of our coal mining industry has been dramatically exaggerated.
Yes, that certainly is exactly how we would describe yesterday's stories that were going around. I mean, our coal mining industry, as you mentioned, you know, when it comes to our workers, there will be possibly some workers over Christmas who won't be working with mines partially shutting, because we still just can't get rid of that coal. That seems to be another problem that's not going away.
And we need the government to fix the problem of their own making and get those borders into China open back up as quickly as possible.
Exactly. And lastly this morning, Joel, I noticed this pop up on your Facebook page a couple of days ago, actually. Tell us about the Parliamentary Friends program that is down in Canberra.
In the Parliament, Jess, there are literally hundreds of friendship groups for all sorts of causes, and I'm establishing one for Defence Honours and Awards. Obviously, I've done it off the back of the Braden report and the controversy around our special air service soldiers. It's not political in any way. It's just designed to help build and maintain the reputation of our men and women in uniform, but also to better educate. It struck me that not all that many MPs and senators actually know all that much about the honours and awards system. So it's designed to raise that awareness, to educate them. But also I'm hoping that some of the recipients of the medals and awards might be interested in coming up to Parliament House and to tell us about their experiences. We'll read their citation, which these citations are always amazing for these higher medals. And, you know, I thought, well, they go to Government House to get their medal. But nothing ever actually happens in the parliament. And I think it's appropriate that the parliament of the people be also in a position to pay tribute to our heroes.
Exactly. No, that's a fantastic idea. Well, Joel, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is probably our last chat before Christmas. So Merry Christmas and have a well-deserved break.
Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, Jess. And let's hope that 2021 is somewhat better than 2020.